Did you say 32?
Page 32, correct.
Is that the not letting the soul of man be held captive in Kurt Netter?
Correct. Correct.
That's
exactly.
Good. Go back. Okay, now, darling, do one thing. Go back just a little bit.
Yeah.
Before the rubric, the tail end,
yeah.
With Hail Ye Gods, start right there. Because you got to join the body, and it's been so long, they're going to forget. You got parts. And so this was a great place to divide it, because everybody's forgotten all about it now. They don't know.
Yeah.
It's like when you don't gas off your meth. It's like when you don't gas off your red phosphorus when you're making meth. That bitch will blow up. You don't give it a little time. You got to gas it off, you see, with the red phosphorus. So you got to make sure you get that done. So back it up just a little bit so you don't have a nice meth explosion.
You mean like the chapter of not perishing and of being alive and
carrot meter? I'm not going to do a whole chapter. But
No, it's just one little paragraph. The Hail Ye Gods, the last paragraph of... The last paragraph of 31, right before the rubric. Because we got to get the part where you separate the pieces, and then when you hide it, where you're not being held in bondage.
Right. Bob, are you ready?
I've got the link that I'm going to try to find rubric.
Yeah.
There's tons of
the bottom
rubrics,
of 31.
Bob.
So give me a word.
The bottom of 31.
I don't have page
the word
bottom of
is
page. Yes, you do.
Not
you roll it up and down, you have pages.
Soul. He doesn't know how to do that, Ian. Not letting the soul of him up. Amen.
That'd be insulting.
Not letting the soul. Bob knows how to search
now,
for things.
He's now. Yeah, now
the
he's
chapter
in.
Chapter not letting the soul of man be held
now
captive.
He's on. Now he's on Pinterest trying to find Manolo Blahnik's website so he can see if those people are like a dog
where's
punk
my
are going to suit him.
He didn't make any pizza yet. Jesus, what am I supposed to eat? How do I get through this?
And it's so funny because I was sending websites with shoes. Jermaine and I are going to create costumes for me. So I'm sending her pictures of shoes that I like. And so she's going to make a costume to match the shoes. And she said she and Jack were just out buying shoes. And now we're talking about putting Bob in peak toe. It's so synchronous.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this world, Bob.
It works.
Look at how we're saving the world with shoes.
Well, it's an anachrony. That's why I'm boss. If I take over, lockdown Bob rules, anachrony rules.
Yeah.
Yes. I predict that.
There's some new Italian designers that are really, really hot. You got a few game changer things that we got to get ready because it's happening. That's going to affect this thing. Karen, whether you know it or not, you're actually having to deal with some dead people. And they're a little bit waspish. They're a little bit waspish sometimes. But here's the trick. You have to keep a balance. That you've heard that balance over and over and over with Oakry and all these different little problems of balance. The issue is that if you're not careful, now we're not going to say compassionate, because you are. We didn't say caring, because you are. We didn't say corporeal, which you absolutely are. What we did say is that it's the position that allows you to come back to not be overcome, verklempt, with the condition of dealing more with the dead. Because, you see, it's almost like a customer service. You're not careful, you'll have a whole staff, a whole team that's doing nothing but petting on the dead. The bitches are dead. Why ain't I pet the dead? Don't pet the dead. Here's your sign. You should put this up in everybody's space in customer service. In rule number one, please do not pet the rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
You see? Because what'll happen is you'll spend all your energy petting the rattlesnakes, and all you're going to get is bit. And then you have to question the vicissitudes, not the platitudes. See, we know magnesium works. That's not the issue. The issue is, will magnesium work for me? How do I find the balance for me with a substance that's changing? We discussed that. And a world, an environment that's changing. You have so many variables, there's no way to, as Oakry so eloquently waxed and waned, keep her balance.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good segue, Maude, Amy. Pretty good segue there, Maude, Amy. And that's what you're bumping into. That's what you're bumping into. And if you're not careful, next thing you know, you're having a goddamn board meeting about it over the silliest thing in the whole wide living world. But as long as you know that larger construct, here's what it does. Two things. It softens the butter. You can kill a man with a stick of butter if it's hard enough. Remember?
Yeah.
And you can drown a man with a stick of butter if you melt it enough. Now, we're not talking about oleo. We're talking about cow butter, the difference. See the rub? And that's nothing wrong with butter. What can you find wrong with butter, for Pete's sake? Okay.
Right.
Now, that that to set the stage. We set the stage for your work. Because some people hate this, and some people really, really, really like this. If they apply it, and what that means is if they condition the response to make it useful, it's very fruitful. That's like Bob not doing the keys and the airs. See, if it served him, all we got to do is hide it in his trash, in his filing system, in the trash, and he'll have it forever.
Yes.
No problem. Safe. It's safe in the trash.
Right. Okay, yeah, I'm good. And yes, the more we know, the more we know everybody else is dead. So that's...
Well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Not all of them. Well, that's... But
they're dead, we're not knowing about themselves. They're dead.
Fine, but we're trying to... You want them to survive, okay? That's true. But now, otherwise, what's the point? But then it kind of gets fruitless. It's like saving Canadians. You can save a lot of them, but why?
Okay. We're going to do the Book of the Dead now. Is that okay with you, good. Ion?
Perfect, darling. Let's go. That was your precursor. Course. That's what makes sense in how to work with the dead.
This is part 12.
Part 12. Yeah, we begin
12
with the
of 1705.
Yeah, we begin with the words, "Hail ye gods who tow along the boat of the Lord of millions of years." And back then I said, is this another time designation? And Ion, did you say yes? I didn't type that.
Yeah, you did. It was. That's the reason we had to go back to clean it up. And what it does is it sets up the modality of time. Now, isn't this interesting that dead are judged more by time than the living? And yet the living fight in time all the time because they're on time or they're out of time or there's not enough time or too much time or time they serve or time. See, you can't figure it out. And yet the dead seem to be the ones that are actually judged by time. They are timeless, supposedly.
And are you saying that because time is mentioned so much in the Egyptian Book of the Dead?
Yes, and that they are, and it's the point. The dead have a timeline. The live do not. But they say the dead are eternal. But the live apparently are not.
See how they flipped it.
It's like Bernie Sanders. It's a great idea, but you can't pay for it.
Yeah. Awesome. Got it. And continuing,
that was a great session. That was good. We'll see you next week. It's good.
For part 2300.
For part 2300.
Hey, did you look at the time stamp today? February, which is a 2, 29, which adds up to 11, and then added up to another 2, and 2020. Look at all that, all those 2s. Awesome day.
True.
Okay. Continuing after we said,
is this leap year? Today is leap year day, right? This is the day that wasn't this one.
That's right. That's why I asked you to marry me. Okay.
Nice. It's great. How nice. You asked Bob, too. You asked Bob, too.
Yeah, but that was 53 years ago.
That's true.
Hail ye gods who tow along the boat of the Lord of millions of years, who bring it over the sky of the Tuat, who make it to journey over Nent, who make Ba's souls to enter into spirit, into their spirit bodies, whose hands hold the steering poles and guide it straight, who grasp tightly your paddles, destroy ye the enemy. Thus shall the boat rejoice, and the great God, both capitals, shall travel on his way in peace. Moreover, grant ye the Ba-soul of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth before the gods, may come forth with your naval cords in the eastern part of the sky. So my question here is the eastern sky gate. All these words are, and the great God capitals are all positive affirmations of getting close to the God, their God self. You said yep to the representation that the God self presents. Anything more to add to that, Ion?
Just that you have the hooks, the lines in space, the hooks that pull it to one side or the other.
Now, they talk sort of about a hook on them, what appears to be the umbilical cord. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. That's another example of it, yes. It keeps repeating and showing up. That's what's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Continuing. We're almost done with the finish of last time.
11.
Timing. And that it may follow Ra to the place where he was yesterday, time, and may set in peace, in Amentet. May it gaze upon its earthly body. May it take up its abode in its spirit body. May it neither perish nor be destroyed forever and forever. And that was the end of it. And then there's a rubric which gives us a direction that says, these words shall be said over a model of the Ba soul made of gold and inlaid with precious stones, which shall be placed on the breast of the Osiris. So it sounds like that's an effigy of to represent the dead person, and they put it on the breast of the dead person and call it Osiris. Is that right, Ion?
It is. We've made up a couple of them, but we didn't use gold. We decided to use platinum because right today Bob's got a little more platinum than he actually has gold, the waste or something silly like this. So the platinum is a little more durable anyway. And they're going to do the enameling, the special enameling, because he likes the vibrant, being a Monet, being for Monet like he is. You know how he's always been a lover of Monet. We'll bring in the classic colorizations to, you know, the rose and the different colors that he's so fond of.
Right.
But we'll use that on that breastplate. But it's so you can make an example of it. And the example then becomes the way you can touch it in this realm, but not have to be in that realm. See the difference?
Yeah. Great.
So you can fuck somebody up in Maui, and they don't have to be in the fifth gate.
Okay. So that's where we ended, and then we're in page 32 now. And the first question, even before we start, I'm asking you now, Ion. As I'm reading the book, are lives being restored? As we are saying these words, kind of like you told me, saying the keys, I'm causing all kinds of havoc. As we're reading the words from this book, are lives being restored?
We don't know your definition of restoration.
Are dead people coming back to life?
No. No, that's not what this is for. This is a balance to notice how to navigate the dead. We ain't got to that part yet.
Got it.
This is how to keep it conditioned. This is how to get your body in shape. Being dead is a pain in the butt. You got lots to do. Live is easy.
Yeah.
They say life is hard and peace is when you die. No, death is hard because you got to figure out everything. There's rules and regulations and kingdoms to subdue.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Bert likes this because it takes him out of his mind, because we say a lot of words and he gets all those words, like every single one. But he likes this because it takes it to a whole different level. He doesn't have to think about this. He has to think about everything else. He's a big thinker, that one. But this is good because it kind of gives him an ass pass to say, oh, okay, so this is, oh, okay, oh, okay. And just kind of take it by rote, then that makes it easier.
Next, and this is the chapter of not letting the soul of a man be held captive in Kurt Netter. The Osiris Ani saith, hail thou who art exalted, hail thou who art adored, hail mighty one of souls, thou divine soul who inspireth great dread, who dost set the fear of thyself in the gods who are enthroned upon thy mighty seat. Make thou a path for the spirit soul and the Ba soul up the Osiris Ani. I am equipped with words of power. I am a spirit soul equipped with words of power. I have made my way to the place where are Ra and Hathor. And the rubric of...
Wait. Now, that right there, this is that mortar condition that Bob's taken on, and that stupid, whatever his name was, the last great erection of Marge Stewart, maybe whoever that was trying to give validity to conjunctive letters making up of words. Because the conjunctive letters should not have any power, and yet the word is. So this is pointing that place of the power of words that seem to apply in both realms. But it's silly. Because you can, you know, because the bird is a word. So, we didn't know.
Okay, didn't make any much sense there. Can we do that again?
Okay, yeah. Words are power.
Yeah.
And Marge Stewart wrote a lot about words, means, conditions. Okay, that is important. But they're not important. They should not be important at all. And yet... they are important because they've been embraced and have been imbued with power.
Yeah.
See, that's how we step away. But here's what happened. Check this out. Because of these rules about words and power, now the tech body can use words to crush somebody like a bug. Because count. Words are power. Didn't say only human words spoken by the human are power. No, it said words. So now, at Me Too movement can destroy someone, eviscerate them. The same thing that everybody else has done, and now you do it, and you're ground up into a fine powdery pulp. I have to go share a jail cell with Jeffrey Epstein.
Say those words, miss them.
Or you have to go share a jail cell with Jeffrey Epstein.
Got it.
Epstein.
No, thank you.
Killed himself. The one that killed himself.
I know.
So if he'd had a roommate, maybe he wouldn't have killed himself? Interesting.
His roommate was
or the one that
moved out just beforehand. Okay. I think I heard.
Right. Okay. So that's right, because the guards didn't want the other dude to see who did the killing while they were turning off the cameras that didn't work. The cameras don't work. Why ain't you got to turn them off? It don't make any sense.
Okay, continuing. They now give the directive rubric saying, if this chapter be known by the deceased, he shall be able to transform himself into a spirit soul who shall be equipped with his soul and his shadow in Kurt Netter. and he shall not be shut up inside any door in Amentet when he is coming forth upon the earth or when he is going back into Kurt Netter. Okay, so that's saying that if people have read the Egyptian Book of the Dead, they can have the ability to come back, correct?
Yeah. It's like Bert's first love who died.
Yeah.
She can come, she can come back because she knows these words.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Okay. They can come back. Interesting. Crazy, but interesting.
Do you, all the great work and wonder, all the great work and wonder of Marge Stewart.
Yeah. So, well, I'll just leave it at that because it's like, would a person be reading it with the intent of if they do succumb to death, then they can come back by knowing these words, or can you just read it once and be able to come back?
Once will do because the words are powerful, but that's not even the point. The point that comes mm-hmm. back to it, it's like the keys in the airs. You mean you can learn or have it be exposed to the keys in the airs and it puts yourself in such a position that you can control the entire run of the angels? Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of brain surgery do you have to study to figure that one out? Like, yeah, okay, yeah. You see, that's the rub.
Yeah, that is pretty powerful. I apologize.
If you use it, if you use it.
Yep. Continue.
You got to start keeping, you've gotten so easy with your work that it's kind of like, it's just by rote to you, which is silly.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start logging. You got to start logging. Keeping up with your Works and Wonders, the Works and Wonders campaign.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe.
No, I'm serious. You're moving crazy stuff. You're doing crazy stuff, and it's just so normal. You got to start writing it down so you can go back and go, oh, yeah, I did that. Oh, yeah, I did that. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, I found out who the Surgeon General of the United States is. Nobody even knew.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Continuing, the chapter of opening the tomb to the Ba'asol and the shadow and of coming forth by day and of having mastery over the two legs. So we're back to the legs. But the question here came to me. Opening the tomb, were the disciples of Jesus reciting the Book of the Dead to open the tomb of Jesus, Ion?
Yep. Yep. And the keys to have the angel, and the keys to have the angels roll back the stone.
Wow.
It's the angel that did that. Remember?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
that whore, and then that whore, Mary Magdalene, come sniffing around. She was actually into necrophilia, and she was going to get her piece of dead Jesus nookie, and come to find out he was gone.
Yeah. Oh, my. I don't, yeah. Okay, that's awesome. Except for the last part.
This is the part where Ginny Bell would say, okay, and move right on by.
Exactly.
Keep it moving.
We're in the truck now.
How are we gonna exert this one? How are we gonna take this one out?
Yeah, well, I didn't type the words, that's for sure. Okay.
Oh, well,
continuing.
Good for you.
Yeah. The Osiris, the scribe Annie, whose word is truth, saith, the place which is closed is opened. The place which is shut or sealed is sealed. That which lieth down in the closed place is opened by the Ba'asol, which is in it. By the eve of Horus I am delivered. Ornaments are established on the brow of Ra. My stride is made long. I lift up my two thighs in walking. I have journeyed over a long road. My limbs are in a flourishing condition. I am Horus, the avenger of his father, and I bring the Urt crown and set it on its standard. The Roads of Souls is opened. My twin soul seeth the great God capitals in the boat of Ra on the Day of Souls. My soul is in the front thereof with the counter of the years. There's time again. Period. Come the Eye of Horus. So I'm asking here, Ion, the Eye of Horus is an ancient Egyptian symbol of protection, royal power, and good health. So is the Eye of Horus, tell me what that entails or means at this juncture.
The connection. The connection. It's a connection.
Yeah.
It's a connection. What that means is you, that eye sees both ends. It sees where it is, and it's looking somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's seeing two ends. So that's why the eyes are the window to the soul. That's they say here. Then the eyes are the window to the soul. Are okay. So now if you got both ends, this is how you can connect.
Yeah. And both ends means your beginning.
This world, that world. This world, this world, that world.
Got it.
And we don't even really, those worlds are not far apart. They're not a long way away. They're like right here. They're stacked. They're layered. They're tiered. It's like tiramisu.
Yeah.
Bob loves when we talk about food. He loves when we talk about food. And he loves it when the waiter comes and asks you if you want, with a full glass of water, asks you if you want another glass of water. And you go, No, I don't want it. Yes, please. Take this water, and bring me another glass of water.
Oh, he did that the last time. He seriously did that last time. Don't fill that glass. Get me a new glass of water. If you're going to get me a glass of water, get me a new glass of water. Now.
And when you bring it back, be sure to interrupt my conversation, because I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Damn, I lost my thought. What were we talking about? That's good.
That's why Bob likes the pizza here.
True. No one interrupt. No one will even talk to him here. It's great.
Continuing. Come the Eye of Horus, hath delivered for me my soul. My ornaments are established on the brow of Ra. Light is on the faces of those who are in the members of Osiris. Now, in the members, I mean, are we to think that's his organ or his extremities?
No. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. It's the members of the roll. Those that are counted in the in crowd, the hipsters, as it were.
Got it. Thank you.
You know, the Levites and the non and the Hittites, the difference between the two shall never twain.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Light is on the faces of those who are the members of Osiris. Ye shall not hold captive my soul. Ye shall not keep it keep in durance my shadow. The way is open to my soul and to my shadow. So, yeah, you have to. I'm asking here, then, Ayn, what is the context of shadow here? Part of the dead self?
That's pretty good words, but it's more like the remember when we had residue, the leftover part? It's how you tell the difference. It's how you negate the residue. Book of Shadows.
Yeah. Residue. Got it. Continuing. It seeth the great God, capitals, in the shine on the day of courting souls.
Shrine, got it.
Well, that's making me stop and ask. Now, is this seeing the great soul and the mentions of the great soul several times that this is what you're aiming for? Look for.
It's the final adjudication of what does the soul do? Counts your unrealized creations, your unrealized dreams. This is that reckoning, the reconciliation, to reconcile what you did, you're supposed to do, didn't do, and what was realized and what was not realized. So the great one in that shrine of counting souls the souls that count. It's not like counting the number of souls. It's the souls that are counting. See, the abacus doesn't count. It keeps track of what's been counted. That's what the whole soul does, too. Mm-hmm. People would tangle that up if you weren't really astute.
And continuing, it repeated the words of Osiris. Those whose seats are invisible, who fetter the members of Osiris, who fetter heart souls and spirit souls, who set a seal upon the dead, and who would do evil to me, shall do no evil to me. Haste on the way to me. Thy heart is with thee. My heart soul and my spirit soul are equipped. They guide thee. I sit down at the head of the great ones, not captals, who are chiefs of their abodes. The wardens of the members of Osiris shall not hold thee captive, though they keep ward over souls, and set a seal on the shadow which is dead. Heaven shall not shut thee in. I think that's pretty straightforward. Anything to add there, Ion?
Yes. Just that these are the conditions where the humans figure out the place, and the place isn't necessarily what they're negated to, to from that inside-out place. That these different sides of the members that connect are connected, and this one goes here, and this one goes there. It's not like shuffling or bridging cards that you pull back around and do something different with once you shuffle them, because the more you shuffle a deck of cards, the less random they actually become. The same way with these soul body and all those spirit souls and heart souls and members. Now, because see, the heart souls, remember the pericardium and how that connects.
Yeah.
You have that all worked out, because that's the sac holds the organ in the body. That's the heart of the matter, is the matter of the heart. That, because when it gets sick, it'll tell on other aspects of the body, the other conditions. You were talking about organs before. In the human side, that does take care of those organ aspect or issues, meaning the different parts of the liver and the gallbladder and the small intestines. And what's that other nasty part? Oh, yeah, the kidneys. Yeah. And then it'll make you eat hummus. No. What's the stuff that they cook it in a calf stomach?
Haggis.
Haggis. That's haggis. Make you eat haggis.
If they're not squashy, shit crap. Okay. Rubric. If this chapter be known by the deceased, he shall come forth by day, and his soul shall not be kept captive. So that's good. We've taken care of the physical body. Now we've taken care of the soul, the stenographer.
No. You hadn't taken care of it. You didn't take care of it. You got it where it doesn't have to be bound. No. The chick is the bound part. The bound is what's good. Because once it's free, then you can make a different choice. Didn't say it was a good choice, but you can make a different choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if you know you got to die, wouldn't you be more happy to choose how you die than to not get to choose how? If you're going to die, wouldn't you want to choose it? Just saying.
Yeah.
So that becomes at least more powerful than otherwise. So that's why this is important. And people go, why are you talking about this dead stuff? We're eternal. We're not going to die. Da, da, da. Okay. Let's see how that works for you. Let's see how that works out for you.
Okay.
Good to know.
Okay.
Better to have than to want.
Right. Good. Appendix now. These are the words of the appendix. It's from the papyrus of Nebseni, sheet 6, saying, that which was shut hath been opened, that is the dead. That which was shut fast hath been opened by the command of the eye of Horus, which hath delivered me. Established
both sides. Remember that both sides of the eye? This is that connecting point that pulls you to or from.
Yeah.
To or from. To and fro.
The two realms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. We're sorry.
Awesome. Continuing. Established are the beauties on the forehead of Ra. My steps are long. My legs are lifted up. I have performed the journey. My members are mighty and are sound. I am Horus, the avenger of his father. I am he who bringeth along his father and his mother by means of his staff. The way shall be open to him that hath power over his fleet, and he shall see the great God in the boat of Ra when souls are counted therein at the bows, and when the years also are counted up. So there's the timing element there that is still with the dead, correct? Or the time element, I should say, of the dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
And continuing, grant that the eye of Horus, which maketh the adornments of splendor, be firm on the forehead of Ra. May deliver my soul for me, and let darkness cover your faces, O ye who would imprison Osiris. Now, this imprisoning of Osiris, is that someone trying to mess up this process, Ion?
It's trying to bind it. So you can bind Osiris. Now you got no access to any release. Because remember, all the release comes from the milk of Osiris.
Now, who is trying to bind this? Is that ourselves trying to screw up the process?
Well, if you're dead and don't know it, then of course.
Yeah. Okay.
You could do it yourself and not know it, you see.
Yes.
So the answer, we didn't really answer the question. The question is from where you are, where you're to. That depends. Mm-hmm. That suspends the condition. What that means is if you don't know, it's going to judge you until you do know. And when you do know, then you have to shift it.
Great. Yeah, there's so many echoes of the keys here, you know, the judgment.
Well, that's why you're doing it. And we're trying to fine-tune it a little bit so you won't completely destroy what's left of Zimbabwe.
I know. I apologize.
No, you don't. You love it. You powerful God. You giggle. And you giggle and you make the dark soul laugh. It's like, I'm the dark soul and Carolyn's killing everybody. How's this supposed to work? She killed more people than I did. She's ahead of me again. And happy anniversary. And damn it, I can't figure this out. And it was in May anyway.
Basically. You just woke them up. That was very helpful.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah. Continuing the appendix, O keep not captive my soul, O keep not ward over my shadow, but let a way be opened for my soul and my shadow, and let them see the great God, capitals, in the shrine on the day of the counting of souls, and let them hold converse with Osiris. My question here, Ion, is does this mean a conversation, converse with Osiris? Is that the first notification of words being said?
We'd like to say likely, but not exactly. Because, see, so much of this hasn't even occurred yet. They wrote it way back then for way up there, for way over here. And so in the land that your grandchildren knew, you haven't quite arrived there yet. For the rub.
Got it.
If there is a rub.
Got it. Understood. Continuing, whose habitations are hidden, and those who guard the members of Osiris, and who keep ward over the spirit souls, and who hold captive the shadows of the dead, and who would work evil against me, so that they shall not work evil against me. A way shall be for Ka, capital K, capital A, with thee, and thy soul shall be prepared by those who keep ward over the members of Osiris, and who hold captive the shadows of the dead. Heaven shall not keep thee fast. The earth shall not hold thee captive. Thou shalt not live with the beings who slay, but thou shalt be master of thy legs, and thou shalt advance to thy body straightway in the earth, and to those who belong to the shrine of Osiris, and guard his members. So we've got our legs back, Ion, correct?
That's right. That's right. It's your faith, and so your faith now has feet.
Yeah. Awesome. Ginny will love that.
Yep.
Okay, then we're on another chapter already. The chapter of lifting up the feet and coming forth on the earth. Awesome. The Osiris Ani saith, perform thy work, O seeker, S-E-K-E-R, perform thy work, O seeker. So I'm asking, it's spelled seeker, but does this word mean S-E-E-K-E-R, Ion?
No, it's like a seeker, like a sepulcher, the box that holds.
A sepulcher.
Like a sepulcher. The seeker is like a... you know, in the old Bible, when it would, you couldn't make use, it would be for the sucker.
Yeah.
The sucker.
Sucker, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm just looking up the spelling as sepulcher. But it's just like that. It's not that. Okay, continuing on. O thou who dwellest in thy circle and who dwellest in my feet, in Kurt Netter, I'm he who sendeth forth light over the thigh of heaven, capital T. I come forth in heaven. I sit down by the light god, Khu, K-H-U.
Khu.
I am helpless. Oh, I am helpless. I would walk. I am helpless. I am helpless in the regions of those who plunder and catch Netter. I, the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth in peace. So I'm asking.
I'm ascended.
Here.
I'm not ascended. I am ascended.
I don't know
what ascended is. How do I ascend? I don't know. I'm a sinner. No, I'm saved. No, I'm not a sinner. I don't need saving. I didn't do anything wrong.
Me.
I didn't do it. I help me, but I got it all. I'm the most powerful creature in the whole wide world, but I need a little bit of help. I'm ascended. No, I'm not. I give up. I don't know. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. I'm powerful. Then why am I sick? If you're so powerful, why are you sick? I don't know, but I don't know what I know. But I know. I know everybody else is doing better than I am, and I'm better off than they are. How does that work? Right?
Right. And the question you just answered was, that I was asking, is this helpless lamentation of ruse? Because by now the individual should be much stronger. So, yeah, it's they're falling back into the helplessness. Okay. Yeah.
Well, most of the time what that really is, and well, you know, the psychosomatic condition of the human body is it responds in kind. The body responds in kind.
Whether you like it or not, or don't like it or not, or do it or not.
See, you can push it away and avoid it and still eat you for lunch. You see,
because
you're talking about you're fighting microbial conditions that you don't know what are. So it's very challenging to stage the gauge of Kurt Netter if you don't know what the fuck is going on. See the issue?
Yeah.
You don't have a clue what we're talking about. And yet, you're supposed to be confounded in a proper 5G anomaly-less condition.
Awesome.
Up to 650 megahertz.
Oh, man, and our bodies vibrate at like 8 megahertz, and we're dealing with that. That's pretty amazing.
Dude, it's pretty fun.
Adapt, adopt, and survive or die. Next chapter. The chapter of forcing a way into Amentet and of coming forth by day. So the four, this is a new word. Do they have the strength now to force a way, Ion?
They do. They sure do. Marge made the way.
Continuing. The Osiris
Ani. Actually, it was Christian Murdy, actually, but don't tell Bob.
No. Continuing, the Osiris Ani saith, the town of Unu is opened. My head is sealed up. Boss, So I'm asking, does head being sealed up refer to the mind or the pineal ion?
Thinking. It's the thinking.
Well, it's not a thinking man game.
Correct. And so this takes care of that position.
Ah, it stops that silly thinking. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can't, now you can no longer overthink it.
Yeah, got it. Awesome. Uh-huh. Yeah, and like you said, you know, when people start thinking, well, I'm sick and I'm not supposed to be sick, so why am I sick? And trying to think it through. Okay. Next, continuing, perfect is the eye of Horus. I have delivered the eye of Horus, which shineth with splendors on the brow of Ra, the father of the gods. I am that selfsame Osiris, the dweller in Amentet. Osiris knoweth his day, and he knoweth that he shall live through his period of life. I shall have by being with him. I shall have by being with him. I am the moon god, the dweller among the gods. I shall not come to an end. Stand up therefore, O Horus, for thou art counted among the gods. So, yeah, I keep mixing up Osiris and Horus. How do they differ?
Well, you can't. The reason they don't really, because that's what you're just learning here, like the eye of Horus is now moved to the forehead of Ra, on the brow of Ra. So now that eye can move to place to place. So it could be Osiris, which is Horus. Because remember, Horus is supposed to be the driver of the dead. Bring out your dead, that kind of stuff.
Cool. So they're all melding. And the question is here.
The big drink of water like Tyrus. And like a big drink of water like Tyrus.
Tyrus. Yeah. On Greg Gutfeld.
He's on our porn channel. Yeah. He's a big old big one, ain't he?
He's a big old big one. The question was, does stand up therefore, O Horus, for thou art counted among the gods, quote, refer to the person getting his life back and becoming a god?
Nah, not their life back. Their life exhumed. Not getting their life back, it's getting their life exhumed.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's easy because your words are sound, but we had to be clear because we're fixed way on down the line in the 40s. You're going to find a whole dissertation of how to shift that around. It's like, you said that it was over there, which can't be. we're just cleaning it up now so we don't have to hear them bitching and complaining later.
Got
for those that actually listen. For those that actually listen and aren't playing Fortnite any longer.
I know, Bob. I wonder if people are on the chat listening to this or chatting. But I don't care. Appendix. the appendix is just saying it's from Nevil Op Sit 1BLX. So you can look that
up. The citation is those different marked papyruses from where they're given a bibliography so you can show where it came from.
The Bible. Okay, next chapter. The chapter of forcing a way into the Tuat. The Am-Kent priest Nefer Ubin. What about Ubin. The F? Ubin, yeah. Ubinif.
Ubin F.
You don't?
F.
Whose word is truth saith, hail, soul, thou mighty one of terror. Behold, I have come unto thee. I see thee. I have forced a way through the Tuat. I see my father Osiris. I drive away the darkness. I love him. I have come. I see my father Osiris. He hath counted the heart of Seth. I have made offerings.
Look here. Wait. Now, see? Now we're right back into the heart of the matter. We're right back into the feet. We're right back into who's who and who's moving to whom and how who gets to hoo-ha and who-hoo-ha is better than a who-who.
Good. Yeah, the heart. Yeah, when we hear about the heart, we hark back to the pericardium. Okay.
Yep.
Continuing, I have made offerings for my father Osiris. I have opened all the ways in heaven and on earth. I love him. I have come. I have become a spirit body and a spirit soul who is equipped. Hail every god and every spirit soul. I have made the ways. I am Thoth. So, Ion. I am Thoth. Is that reinforcing the life of the new god, or what's going on with Thoth jumping in here?
Yeah, it sets up the difference between a spirit, a soul, and a spirit soul. It's that merging, the merging that's known. See, when Thoth is into it, remember the emerald, all that crap from the emerald tablets? This is what all sets into that motion. That's what that does. Uh-huh. Except it's unlike Thoreau, it didn't have to go live in the woods.
So it's kind of marrying the Emerald Tablets to the Egyptian Book of the Dead?
They're all connected. They're all connected, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Emerald Tablet to the book. Got it. Book of Bob. Got to keep Bob in the game here. And
I
then it just
pizza, though.
I'll make it. Don't worry. I can do everything.
Oh, okay.
And the next is another. I've got everything set up. It'll take 15 minutes. Well, 20 minutes.
20
minutes.
Bob didn't last
that long. I haven't eaten for 2 days myself, so. You know, think about that.
You'll be ready.
Yeah.
You'll be in the mood for food.
Yes. Next.
Did you try the grapefruit juice yet?
No, haven't been to the store.
Gotta try it.
It's hard to come by that grapefruit juice. I have to travel to.
It's hard to come by. It's hard to come by. Yes, it's the same way here. And white grapefruit juice is even worse. You have to order it from Ocean Spray. It's unbelievable. Nobody sells it. They got that ruby red crap, but not white grapefruit juice.
That's what
you need. It's a little more acrid.
I'll have to get it from Amazon, maybe. They have everything, you know.
Yeah, they have. They have everything. That's true.
Next, another chapter of the Tuat and of coming forth by day. Open is the land of Unu. Shut is the land of Thoth. Okay, I would like to think that the head of a god should not be shut. So, but you've already mentioned that
more,
that's thinking.
Yeah.
But,
and it averts the condition. It removes the it takes the problem out of the situation. It takes the problem out of the situation. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but is Thoth known more as a thinker and has to be shut off?
Maybe, but that thinking also controls the autonomic systems, you see? So when you shut the whole thing down, you shut it all down, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Respiration is not something you want to cease.
Yeah. So we just shut off the head, just represents the thinking, shut off the thinking. Got it. Okay, continuing. Perfect is the eye of Horus. I have delivered the eye of Horus, the shining one, the ornament of the eye of Ra, the father of the gods. I am that same Osiris who dwelleth in Amentet. Osiris knoweth his day, which cometh to an end. I am Set, the father of the gods. I shall never come to an end. So this indicates eternity. Correct, Ion?
Do.
Now, surprisingly, this is as far as I've come with questions, Bob. Is that enough, or shall I just stumble along? Bob wants me to go further. So this is the next chapter, and it says, the chapter of coming forth by day and of living after death. The Osiris Ani saith, hail thou one who shinest from the moon. Hail thou one who shinest from the moon. Is this the first time the moon's come up, Ion? It's kind of surprising.
References from celestial bodies, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And why are we referencing celestial bodies?
Because you just found a new moon and we thought we'd include it.
Yes, there's a new moon that they found that, what, it's as big as a car, you said, or somebody said?
Right.
So funny.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Continuing. Grant that this Osiris Ani may come forth among thy multitudes who are at the portal. So that kind of signifies to me that we're ready to get out. Is that true?
Yeah, let's go home. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go home.
Yeah,
let's go home.
Let's just go.
Leave Bob bitch ass there to take care of all these problems.
Mm-hmm.
You can work out all the problems. You may be the last one, Bob. When you leave out, be sure and turn off the light, but don't touch that light switch.
And if you come in, Bob, I'm going to stop. So hold that mute. Continuing.
Hold that mute.
Let him.
Hold that mute. Hold that mute.
Let him be with the light god. Now, is that referencing the lampstands, the lamps, Ion?
No, not yet. It's what the lamps would be if you were on this side of the eye of Ra, but you aren't. The light they have to borrow.
Yeah.
Brian has actually solved the lampstand things 3 times. He just doesn't know it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, the lamps are so, you know, the keys gave me that reference where you fill your lamps with oil, your lamps burn bright, you change, your frequency is such that you attract the elders who then are in a position to support you, not necessarily coming to you to help, but they're a point of support that we all wish we had.
It's like a natural resource. You have it, you just gotta know how to use it. So you keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Because if you don't trim the wicks, they won't burn bright.
Yeah.
You have a sticky wicket.
Awesome. Okay, the timing of that, I have to go back and get those words. Got it. Continuing. Let the Tuat be open to him. Behold, the Osiris Ani shall come forth by day to perform everything which he wisheth upon the earth among those who are living thereon. Fine. The next is an appendix from the Papyrus of Nu, sheet 13, saying, hail thou God Tem, who comest forth from the great deep, who shinest gloriously under the form of the twin lion gods. Send forth with might thy words unto those who are in thy presence, and let the Osiris Nu enter into their assembly. He hath performed the decree which hath been spoken to the mariners at eventide, and the Osiris Nu, whose word is truth, shall live after his death, even as doth the Ra every day. Behold, most certainly, Ra was born yesterday, and the Osiris Nu was born yesterday, and every god shall rejoice in the life of the Osiris Nu, even as they rejoice in the life of Ptah when he appeareth from the great house of the aged one, which is Anu. Now, those are a lot of words, Ion, and they imply, when they say Osiris and you, is that the new body, the new God?
The reference, yes. And the main part that's necessary to know in this whole thing is what there's eventide. Eventide,
yeah.
It's not up or down. It's not waxing or waning. It's parallel. That's when Hendiades, that's the only time you can't tell that a Hendiades applies.
Because
at eventide, it's all even. Uh-huh. So you can't tell which is which. Which is not necessarily a problem, just know you can't. So if you know you can't, then you don't worry about it. So now we're back to good. Right. That's the short version.
Nice. Okay, and then there's the next chapter.
That,
I'm going to stop here, Bob.
That's a good place. Top of 34, well, almost top of 34.
Oh, we did two pages, though. I can't believe it. Okay,
That's very good. That's excellent. That was good.
Yeah, very fine. I enjoy it. Bob.
That's not true. It's not true.
I'm meditating on the Kundalini.
Kundalini. I got some Kundalini. I got some Kundalini. I got a little Kundalini. One time I got some Kundalini stuck in my teeth.
And stuck in your teeth, oh boy.
Yeah!